Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Also, I heard your computer during the music break last time when I listened back. I heard like ding, 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 ding.
Maybe we were just playing Chelsea Grin.
No, we were not playing Chasey Grin.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Okay. I guess we're good.
Hello. I am Chuck Landington welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Paul from Simnick is on the show this week. Don't worry though. Sid will be on his best behavior. He made sure to have White Castle for lunch, so he'll be, preoccupied during the interview. Here's the show.
Oh no, but what about before the interview? No. Are we going to have to just suffer the farts?
Damn right.
Maybe the timing won't work out. What if you're farting during the interview and then the shit comes during the music break?
I'll figure it out.
Oh my god, this morning Bruno pooped like a huge, he took a huge dump, and then afterwards ass juice came out of his mouth, out of his ass.
Out of his mouth, that would be different.
Out of his ass.
Bruno is Noah's dog, by the way,
Noah.
First time listeners.
Are you sure there's no peanut butter on your ass? Are you doing something negative with Bruno?
Oh,
making
come
him
on,
eat
Darren.
Ass juice and peanut butter?
What are you implying?
I'm not. I asked you a question. I did not imply anything.
I only put peanut butter on a sandwich and then I eat it.
Okay, I was afraid because you said you slipped and you said ass juice came out of his mouth.
It
could have been his own
thinking.
Ass juice. Dogs lick their own asses.
That's true.
God, it was so bad. It was like just hanging out of his butt. I felt so bad for him.
So what'd you do? Did you pull it out with like a pooper scooper?
No. Glove? I just let him pump. For a while, and then eventually it all came out. Poor little thing. But I hope that doesn't happen to you from White Castle.
Well, it's nothing I haven't dealt with before. If it's juice and not blood, then I'm lucky. It's fine.
White Castle gives you some really odd consistency to your shit. It's just very strange. It's like diarrhea with chunks, and it just feels really weird coming out of your butthole when you eat White Castle.
Yeah, you regret it the second you're done eating it.
Oh, yeah. I feel it the second. While it's in my mouth, I even regret it, even though it tastes good. Like, your stomach starts to rumble and just... it's a very upsetting experience.
Is it hot?
Is
it hot when it comes out of your
ass? Of course.
It's not hot, spicy hot.
Yeah, no.
It's just... It's not you've eaten White Castle.
Spicy to relieve the pain. Hot to wear it away. No,
it's just an unpleasant experience all around.
Yeah.
I just think that what happened this morning with Bruno was as a result of him not pooping for 20. Because he usually poops on every walk, but yesterday he only pooped in the morning. So like his anal glands were probably like full.
He needed them expressed.
Yeah, he needed
stick a finger in there.
He expressed his anal glands this morning.
Well, I'm no Bruno expert. But I have taken care of him for a long amount of
time. I thought you were going to say, but I have an anal gland expert.
I find also, like, if I walk him long enough, he'll take a second shit.
Yeah.
And the second shit is always creamy.
Yeah.
And disgusting.
I don't know.
Custardy. It's like a custard.
I'm
comes
hungry
out.
Now.
comes out of
now
butt.
I'm hungry again.
For dog custard poop?
Sure. Ooh. They have that at Shake Shack. That's a flavor.
Oh.
I don't know.
Looks like sand.
Gross.
I think he can just, like, push out all the poop that he has in his body, whether it's ready or not. He's got, like, that special ability to do that.
Well, that's a good way to kick off the live cast.
Yeah. Shit out the lining of his stomach. Tuck it back in.
At least it's not our shit that we're talking about.
Yeah, it's the cute little puppy's shit.
Soon enough.
So cute. Look at him.
By the way, if you'd like to call into the live cast, 646-929-1357. Paul Masvidal from Cynic should be calling in about 15, 20 minutes.
And we're sure about that.
Yes.
Okay.
Allegedly. We'll see. We'll see in 15, 20 minutes. But it should be happening.
Do we have any callers right now?
We do have a caller. I believe it's What's-His-Face from What's-His-Face University.
Oh, from Doritos? It's Mario from Doritos.
Jeez. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Mario from Doritos.
So speaking of shit, Cynic.
Oh, really? Not a fan?
No, not a fan.
What are you a fan of?
I can't. Suffocation.
Oh, like more death metal stuff. Okay.
Well, that's also dark metal.
Noah's picking our music break this week, so...
I only tortured you guys with a little bit of power metal. If we get to it. Okay, here's my point of view. I don't necessarily listen to all the bands that we have on the show, but it's interesting to talk to people who are in bands. So you might get something out of the conversation.
Yeah. And also you might learn a thing or two about mind-altering drugs. Ask him what sort of hallucinogens to work with on your next journey.
He's also
hiking.
very spiritual. You might learn how to meditate.
Have you been meditating?
No, I don't know how to meditate.
Maybe you could ask him.
I don't know if I believe in meditation.
I absolutely believe in it. Like, even if you just sit with your eyes closed and you just breathe deeply for a minute, you will be calmer.
What's to believe in? Like,
it's not like a belief. It's just an exercise.
Yeah. I've been reading a book about, like, anger and stuff. Mm-hmm. And
is that the title? Yeah.
What?
Anger and stuff.
Yeah. And they say that, anger is a response to stress. And if you meditate, then, you know, that can help you control your anger and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Right? So, they say that the best way to meditate is to learn how to breathe. So I have to, like, learn how to breathe. And if you watch a baby breathe, that's, like, the best way to,
really?
Inhale and exhale. Yeah.
Before or after you put a pillow over its face?
Well, before, I'm assuming. If you put the pillow over its face, how is the baby breathing?
You put a plastic bag over its head, and then you steal its breath.
Oh.
And then you can breathe that way. That's how you do it.
Breathe like a baby.
Yeah.
Exactly like a baby.
Steal its life force.
By the way, this is the guy that wrote that...
To get yourself a gig.
Oh my God.
Ruining the end of the day for everybody down here.
From his diaphragm. He breathes right.
Yeah. He has mastered his anger issues.
That's right.
He's still angry, but he knows how to channel it.
That guy?
Yeah.
So
I don't think so.
He vents it. That's what he's supposed to do.
No, you're not supposed to vent your anger.
What are you supposed to do? Just internally stuff it down until you're
cut yourself.
You're not supposed to get angry. Anger is a response to stress, so you just have to learn how to channel your stress in a different way.
So you're never supposed to be angry? It's never okay to be angry?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, someone just walks up to you in the street and kicks you in the nuts. You're not allowed to be angry at that? It's ridiculous.
I mean, he doesn't have nuts.
A person, though. All right, someone wrongs you in the street. You know.
Well, maybe what they're saying is anger is like a distraction from dealing with the issue.
Right.
What if somebody walks up to you in the street and burns a porcupine tree T-shirt right in front of you?
Okay, then I have the right to.
Everyone's got their limit.
What if someone said something really bad about a nice guy, like Jose Mangan is a piece of shit?
Oh, no. Untrue. I'm going to be sharing the...
Jose Mangan is a piece of shit.
Damn it. I'm going to be sharing the stage with Jose Mangan later
this
week.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we're going to...
What are you
going to
wear? I mean,
I know. What am I going to wear? There's going to be a clinic, the Metal Masters.
Are you doing Annie Get Your Gun at the...
yeah.
Off-Broadway?
No, this is in Anaheim because the NAMM show is happening, which is the National Association of Music Merchants. And the night before, there's going to be a show at the Anaheim House of Blues called the Metal Masters. It's going to be streaming at geargods.net if
you
can make it.
More like House of Snooze, am I right, everybody?
No, you're wrong.
Right, yeah.
So it's just going to be a bunch of jam sessions.
Yeah.
Rob, are you going to sing You Can't Get a Man with a Gun on stage?
I'm going to sing Tradition for Fiddler on the Roof. Tradition! Come on, Kerry, play the solo.
Sing Moshiach.
Bring Moshiach. Hey, Kerry King, do you know Moshiach? Can't you?
Ladies and gentlemen, playing the part of Tevye, Jose Mangan.
Yeah, Mike Portnoy is going to be there. Gary King, Mike Portnoy will help me out. He probably knows some of that stuff. We'll talk. We'll do some bar mitzvah prayers or whatever.
Who knows a way to keep a proper home? Mike Portnoy, Dream Theater.
He's not in Dream Theater.
Oh, he was. It's an old show. That's
right,
the lyrics.
Right. Also, some members of Megadeth. Dave Mustaine won't be there, but David Ellison and Chris Broderick.
Oh, the members no one gives a shit about will be there. Okay.
Frankie Bello, Charlie Benante, and Scott Ian from Anthrax.
Okay. No one cares about that.
Oh, either. Not true. And also, Frankie Bello, one of the nicest people ever. So
okay,
could be
fine. He's nice. So what? There's lots of nice people.
He's cool. It should be fun, and we're apparently emceeing it. I don't even know if I'm going to actually have a mic. It might just be me standing next to Jose, who will be like, yeah! Metal! And I'll be like, yes. Yeah.
Maybe they'll give you a headset. You can go do some crowd work.
Oh, that would be great.
Wireless.
I need some bits for the in-betweens, because the main reason I'm going to be up there is to promote Gear Gods, which is this new website that we're doing with the Metal Sucks guys. So I need some ways to integrate Gear Gods promo without being overly shilly. I was thinking about running up and being like, yes, everybody here for the NAMM show. When I say gear, you say gods, gear.
Don't do that.
No, I won't do that.
Crickets.
That was my one terrible joke. But seriously.
I think that, like, you're really good at, like, improvising. So
I'll be fine.
Well, what a contrast in styles, though.
It should be an interesting back and forth, I will say. I don't know. But I don't know. I don't even know what's going to happen with that. I haven't gotten any info on it. But I believe I'm emceeing with him. It might not even happen.
Just bring him out like in the human torture rack.
He'll be super hyped up. He'll be like giving the horns and shaking his legs.
Or like you're going to give him the last ride or fireman's carry, something.
Or
some kind of
carry him in that egg that Lady Gaga came out one year.
You still have that, right?
Oh,
wait.
Oh, Chocolate Croissant came up with a good chant. Rabba Gear Gods. Rabba Gear Gods.
You should come out on a wrecking ball naked.
Oh, no. Dick Murdoch has some good riffs. Dirty Dick's got some good riffs. Rob should throw sunflower seeds from the stage. I don't think the band would appreciate that. And
it'll be a little snack for them. They might actually appreciate it.
And Dick Murdoch asks, if Rob were to stage dive, would you catch him? I would never stage dive because of my crippling fear of nobody would catch me. And I would just, plus I'm a huge guy.
What if
Randy lies
behind you, though, and it's not your choice?
Come on.
He is very much against the abuse of sunflower seeds. So you throw them out and he's going to push you right off the stage. You're just going to land on your sunflower seeds.
You're right.
It's like McFoley with the tax. You're going to get sunflower seeds on your chest, as usual. So it's just a regular Saturday night for you, basically.
Yeah.
It's actually a Wednesday night.
It's a Wednesday night.
Even more regular.
But it should be a fun time. So geargods.net for that. Mm-hmm. There's also a bunch of gear stuff on there. If you play gear, if you play an instrument, check
Gears
it out.
Gears of War?
No. Like guitars and drums.
I don't
drums.
Play that, but
yeah.
The kids, they like that. I think it's popular.
So, we were talking before the break how earlier this week Noah had a girls' night out.
Before the break.
Before the show.
Liquid metal mode.
A girls' day out.
Mm-hmm. A brunch.
A ladies' brunch.
We did have a ladies' brunch. I went to brunch with Darren's girlfriend, Jennifer, Sid's wife, Amy, and Marina.
Mm-hmm. And how much shit did you talk about us?
We did talk about you guys, and it was really cute to hear your lovers talk about you.
Oh, yeah.
It was cute.
It was cute. That didn't sound good.
Was there any scissoring?
No, we didn't scissor. We might do that for the next date.
Okay.
Which will be at
question.
Your house, Sid.
All right.
Noah moves
slow.
I'll
hold the camera. You need some live cast behind-the-scenes footage of that.
Yeah, so before the break, Noah was mentioning how the next ladies' brunch is going to be at Sid's house.
Yeah.
And you guys are going to watch TV and stuff.
And no one informed Sid of this.
Yeah, I was not
aware. I'm telling you right now. So
what are you going to watch on TV? What, like DIY network and shit?
ID Network, probably.
No, not the ID Network.
Some House Hunters?
Can
I come over and watch House Hunters with you?
Sure. No boys allowed.
But it's just, not that you can't come over or whatever, but you're just like telling him that you're coming over. No one said, hey, is this cool with you?
I don't go anywhere, so what am I just going to be trapped in the bedroom?
Yeah.
Well said, you know. If
there's not
if,
a lock on that door. Anybody, you could walk in on me whacking off or something.
Yeah, you know, who would walk on? In?
Matter of fact,
any of them.
Just because of the fear of knowing that they might walk in on you whacking off, they would never walk in.
I guess.
Yeah, but now he's going to make it a point to be whacking off.
Or maybe
when
just
there.
To make sure they don't walk in, I'll make whack-off sounds the whole time.
I'll just be trotted for the live cast. Yeah. Go ahead. I don't care.
I was saying that Sid and Dan could come over and we could have a men's night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A men's brunch with wings and ribs and brisket.
You're just looking for an excuse to have ribs.
I don't need any excuse. I'll just have them.
All right. Stop screaming. I'm trying to jerk off in here.
Wow.
That is disturbingly appropriate for this conversation.
We have wow. future audio from that brunch at your house.
God.
Wow. You're louder than the friggin' Asian BBW porn.
So girls, keep it down when you're there. He's
God
be
bless
watching.
You, Kia Tropic.
Dick Murdoch
that
asks...
person?
Kaya Kia, I don't know how she pronounces it.
Dick Murdoch asks, would Noah bring her massager with her?
Not to the first brunch.
Are you going to bring Yaitza also?
Are you going to have one of those get-togethers where like someone brings over sex toys and tries to show them for everybody? Like
yeah. a Tupperware party for sluts, basically.
Look, we all got along really well. There was great chemistry among us.
What'd you eat?
We had like this prefix brunch menu.
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend said that she had a crepe.
Oh my god! Of course. And she looked so adorable eating it. A crepe
wow.
with strawberries.
Are you in love with my woman?
When yes. we play this audio back for our significant others, they might not want to hang out with you anymore. He's just like studying them as they eat.
I mean, Jennifer was sitting right in front of me.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
And she's also very pretty, so how can I not look?
Fair enough.
Oh, my goodness.
Was there any wow. Nutella spillage on the cleavage?
No, I didn't look there.
And you volunteered to lick it off of her?
Oh,
I'm not,
my
I'm
goodness.
Not creepy. I'm not that creepy.
Well, what are you going to do with that Nutella? Somebody's got to lick it off. I don't want to waste it.
That's a lot of Nutella. For her. She has quite a lot of cleavage. It's like you might go into diabetic shock if she
what
eats
a way
that much
to go
cleavage.
Now. Why not?
But it was cute to hear Amy talk about Sid and how he... follows this movie critic guy really
TV
closely.
Critic.
TV
oh,
critic.
I follow, yeah, I follow him on Twitter.
He wrote all his Breaking Bad things.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Alan Sepinwall. No?
Yeah.
There you go.
I read his reviews.
Yeah, but it was just like...
What
was
her comment on it?
It was funny to hear her talk about how enamored Sid is with that guy. Like, she said, like, right at the end of Breaking Bad... Of an episode, so it has to go and see what
he
thought.
Well, because he posts his review right after the episode, so I click it and I read it while it's fresh in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. I don't see what the big deal is. Why would I want to read it days later?
Are you saying that she says that as opposed to forming his own opinion, Sid will go to this critic?
Kind of.
I use it to confirm my opinions usually.
Has it ever contradicted your opinion?
Rarely, but it has.
And did you change your mind,
no.
or did you say, Alan Sepinwall, fuck you, I have my own opinion.
I don't, yeah.
Alan Sepinwall, no good
piece of shit.
The thing with it, it's just, there's so much TV on, I need some kind of filter, I can't just watch every show, so I read his previews, and if he likes it, then that's a good indication that it's not going to be awful, and I'll give it a chance for, like, new shows and stuff.
Sorry, Sid, that was a very sexy line you just said.
Yeah.
I don't know where that came from.
I'm completely okay with that.
But I had a great time. And we spent, like, I think it was like 4 hours together and it just flew by.
Hmm. 4 hour brunch now.
I was at home playing NBA 2K14.
I'm sorry, like
2K14.
3 hours.
Oh, yeah?
It was fun.
Were you excited to have Amy out of the house?
Yeah.
Oh, we are going to have a guys night. We're doing a Nets game.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, my girlfriend was supposed to come to that, but...
When is that?
She works all February, all day and all night. So.
Jeez.
February 12th.
That's not
going to
happen.
Mm. It's a Wednesday. It's going to be exciting.
Against the Bobcats, so the Nets will probably win.
Yeah, I'd rather go to a game against a shitty team.
And the tickets will be cheap. Or
yeah.
were cheap.
They were pretty. Yeah. They were crazy. Dick Murdoch has a great burn
Dick
in the
Murdoch
chat.
Dick Murdoch is like on a roll.
You're killing it, Dick. Dirty Dick is killing it. He writes, which writer does Rob read to decide what metal he likes?
That's
a good one.
The answer is metal sucks. That's what I read to decide what I like. I see what Axel says, and I'm like, yeah, I agree.
Dirty Dick.
Does Sid have a next-gen console? No, you have a 360,
no.
right?
I'll wait till they're cheap. Like the Xbox One, What is it, PS4?
Yeah.
Now? Is that what they're calling it?
And the Wii U. I played the Wii U at a GameStop.
Wii U. Is that a thing, or are you trying to say Ryu like from Street Fighter, but you have a list?
It's the next-gen Wii.
That's a thing?
Yeah, there's like a new Wii called the Wii U.
Not that new anymore.
Well,
It's the new Wii?
It's the new Wii.
Ooh.
It's the most confusing thing to play because you basically have like a Game Gear as your controller.
Okay.
Because it's a console.
So you're not like swinging it around like the old Wiimote?
I think there might be motion on it, but there's like a screen on it, and there's a touch interface with it too. So instead of like going through menus, you just touch, and the screen echoes what's on the TV. So it doesn't make any sense. So you could either look at your screen or watch the TV. So it's like, why even? I guess it's made for multiplayer, but it just seems so confusing.
And it's still like a generation behind the next gen of the other format.
And the
right?
thing, the graphics aren't like that much better, So I don't understand what the point of it was. Like with the Wii, I think at least what they offered was a unique way to play video games. That was the draw. It's like, oh, this is for people that aren't going to be playing.
I'm still waiting for TurboGrafx 32.
Oh,
give it.
That was
I want
the
my new
worst.
Bug.
That was the worst system.
But what about the Atari Jaguar? 64 bits. Was it? Yeah, I think it was like the
was
first
it?
64, or was it
no.
16-bit?
Virtual Boy.
It was not.
That was the worst system.
Oh. But
it was not 64-bit.
Let me check.
I don't think, at least.
Noah, did you ever have any gaming consoles?
Yeah, we had a Nintendo. We had a Super Nintendo. We had a Nintendo 64. We had Virtual Boy for a second.
Oh, wow.
That was... Yeah.
That was so bad. Like, even with my imagination, it was terrible.
You can really, like, strain your eyes looking at that for more than 5 minutes.
I'm pretty
sure
I
ever played that.
Yeah, it was 64-bit.
Oh, wow.
I never played the Atari
year?
Jaguar. 93.
When did the other 64-bit systems come out? Like, way later than that, right?
It was definitely the first one, yeah. That was
weird.
Like, the whole thing about it.
Huh.
I remember.
Okay. My bad.
N64, 96? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, GoldenEye.
Yes,
GoldenEye.
Ken
one of the best games of all time. GoldenEye. I played that for so many. Great multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
It's all downloaded some N64 ROMs. By the way, my favorite game on Xbox is Sonic 4. It's an arcade game. It's basically a reskinning of Sonic 2, but with like better HD graphics. It's so fun.
Sonic games move too fast. I feel like I'm going to have a
Oh,
there.
It's so
right,
great.
Grandma.
Yeah.
N64 had No Mercy, right?
Oh, yeah. Little retro video game talk.
You don't have to call it out.
Retro. It's the segment. Retro video game talk.
How about that Gyromite, huh?
Oh. No one in our audience was alive when that thing was out.
I don't even get the reference.
You remember they had that like a little robot thing that you could buy for the Nintendo? What was it called? Rob? I think it was called
Rob,
right?
Yeah. Rob.
And the game for it was called Gyromite, and it was terrible.
It was robotic operating buddy. Yeah.
Do you make gyros in the game?
Now I'm now you have my attention.
No. Sorry, Rob.
Sorry.
Doubt.
Oh, people in the chat know who it is. Called Rob the Robot.
Yeah.
Says Dead Stretch.
Well, we just said that.
Well, they're on a little bit of
shit.
A delay.
No, he's stealing our shit, Noah.
Jeez.
Okay. No, I don't know. Probably not.
It's okay.
When's this musician supposed to call in? Right now?
Any minute now, allegedly.
Well,
I said that with such contempt.
Maybe he's listening. I don't know this much about Nintendo. I'm not going to call in.
Is there another surprise guest we were supposed to have this week?
No, that got pushed back.
Huh? Bobby the Brain Heenan?
Yes.
Isn't he dead?
Is he?
No, he just has throat cancer, so it's very hard for him to talk.
That's probably why I had to push it back.
He's suffering.
I keep trying to get Chris Jericho on, actually, but he's not, like, he's taking a break from his music stuff, so he's not really doing any interviews.
Bobby Heenan is suffering the same fate as Uncle Guinna.
No, Bobby Heenan has throat cancer.
Oh, but it's cancer.
Yeah. Uncle Guinna was a weasel, so.
Oh.
If you knew him, you'd know.
He did have two wives.
It almost feels like Dick Murdoch is in the room with us because he says, will Sid just watch the football game or will he participate in the Cynic interview?
Oh.
How did he know?
A little of both. We got the game on.
Dirty Dick.
Yeah, the game's on with no sound right now.
Who are you guys rooting for?
I'm rooting for Seattle.
I'm rooting for San Francisco, I think.
Why Seattle?
Because they never won a Super Bowl, and they're just kind of always been a mediocre or a shitty team.
So the underdog.
Yeah.
San Francisco has like a history of great. They're not really the underdog in this game. Seattle is the home
their favorite
team.
Like
but just historically, you know, they've
been.
They're
the Jason Newsted of football.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, they're more like Alex Skolnick of football. Like a brief moment of glory. For like
why is Dr.
years.
Dre at the game?
Whoa,
that
really?
That was Dr. Dre, right?
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
weird.
Maybe he's there to promote the
Beats.
New Beats
yeah,
music
probably.
Service.
Because
that's launching this week
enough
or something.
With the Beats.
Is
I'll
he,
beat him.
Is he going to rap the national anthem?
That would be great.
or just have like a an AK-47 like...
Buck, buck, buck.
Yeah.
Well, he's tone
shoot
deaf
out
now.
The national anthem. Mm. You're right.
He's corporate now.
That's NWA era. But yeah, so this Beats thing, it's going to be basically a Spotify competitor. And it's going to be $8, $9 a month. And their whole thing is that they're going to be a recommendation engine. That's what they're pushing for. So that you could just be like, oh, I want to play party music for my friends. We'll create
so
a party playlist.
How's it going to know what kind of party music? Because my parties are different. And my neighbor's parties.
It's like I want to play a dance pop party mix, something like that. Or I want to play a metal party mix.
Kids these days make me fucking sick that you would actually turn over the power of being your music snobbery to something else. And like then you're playing this at your fucking party and people think that you like these bands. It's like a tacit endorsement of this music that you're not even controlling. That makes me sick. Fuck you.
Jeez.
Wow, bravo, Sid.
I want complete control. If I'm having a party, which I would never do, first of all, but if I'm having a fucking party and I'm in charge of the music, I'm curating it to the last fucking second.
Well, what
and everyone will know what a fucking music taste genius I am.
Hold on.
And
hold
it's
on.
All mine. It's all my choice.
Did you ever listen to the radio?
Yeah.
Isn't this basically they're creating a personalized radio station for you?
No.
What if it's just like you're never like, oh, I don't know what I want to listen to
I don't
to
have
right
a party
now.
And just say, hey, guys, let's listen to the radio.
Have, it's just like, oh, I need music. I want ambient music to work to right now or whatever.
So put on a fucking album that you know that will be ambient for you.
What if you want to mix? What if you don't want just one artist? You want to change it up?
Then pre-mix.
What do you want a surprise?
No. Fuck that.
Sid, I hate to inform you of this, but you are having a party.
Oh, no!
Yes, Sid, what kind of music will you carry for us?
I'm guessing, well, I might not even be home, and if Amy's in charge, it's just going to be lots of Beach Boys. So get ready for that.
She did say she likes the Beach Boys.
Like is not strong enough.
Really?
Word. Yes.
It's true, I once messaged her. And I was like, oh, Amy, I want to get in the Beach Boys. What should I listen to?
And that's she's now. Still texting you.
That sounds.
3 years later. Yeah. Well,
that's all you need.
Yeah.
There was like a half hour of IMs.
Yeah.
Like, well, you want to start with that, and then you got to, and then you should really look into this stuff. It was just released. It's great. And I'm like, oh, just one album. One
really
album.
Really like the Beach Boys.
I feel like the Beach Boys produced like one really, really good album over and over and over and over again.
Pet
like,
Sounds.
Like,
right?
Like Megadeth. Like Megadeth.
Or like the Ramones.
Yeah, like the
There's
Ramones.
There's plenty of American bands that have done that.
They're very talented, and I really like their sound a lot, but they never varied off of what
yeah.
they
Some
did.
Some people like the same thing over and
yeah.
over.
I mean Motorhead, Hatebreed, basically.
Yeah.
Slayer.
Slayer changed a bit. I mean...
Slayer changed a bit in their but like in the last 10 years...
Uh-huh. Yeah, they have been. That's true.
Exactly the same.
It's really God Hates Us All. It was the last major shift
yeah.
in their sound.
Fantastic
and then they,
album.
Oh, I love that album.
Yeah,
oh,
great. Yep.
I think
totally
really,
underrated, I think.
I think other than Rain and Blood, that's my favorite.
Same?
Oh, no way.
Album.
Seasons.
Seasons. No, I used to, before God Hates Us All, that was my second favorite album.
Yeah.
And now it's just, I can listen to that album like 10 times in a row.
I need to go back and listen to it. I when Jeff Hanneman died, I went back and listened to a bunch of, and it was like the first time I listened to Slayer in forever.
Mm-hmm.
Or the first time ever, some might say, but that's not true. And what was funny to me is I remember the songs faster than they were on the album.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I was, like, headbanging faster than the music was going. I'm like, no, speed it up. Come on. Too slow.
It's not really that fast. It's
yeah,
just,
it's really not that. It's
just relentless,
yeah.
like, relentless fucking driving beat and screaming, like, nonstop screaming. Like, usually there's some sort of melodic break in his vocals.
Yeah.
And on that album, it's just like, rah! Straight through. 110
yeah.
miles an hour to the end.
By the way, the number to dial, 646-929-1357.
Yeah, stop us from speaking about metal.
Yeah, woof.
That stretch brought up that it's nowhere to be found on the page.
What's that?
The phone number.
Oh, on the... Yeah, I can't update the... For some reason, I can't update the on-air message.
You should talk to the web designer.
I'm work on that.
About that.
Mm. All right. Hey, you know, launching a new site.
Yeah,
you got to
talk to Dre Beats. He's
maybe that's why Paul Masvidal isn't calling in, because the number's nowhere to be found.
He should have it. Come on.
Should go in the chat.
Did you give him the number?
I did give him the number. Well, not him. His publicist. This is 2 weeks in a row.
So maybe we'll be talking to his publicist.
Have you checked your email to see if there's been any communication?
Yeah, I just checked. He's not. Hold on one moment. I know one of the guys in his band. I'll try that.
Don't bother it,
because that worked so well last week.
Now I'll try another guy in the band.
Hey, guys in this band, we don't want to talk to you, but could you hook us up with your famous friend?
Oh.
That's
basically what you're doing. That's sort of dickish.
No, it's fine.
That's what Rob's going to do at NAMM when he meets Dave Ellison and Frankie Bello.
What's it like to hang out with Dave Mustaine?
Except there's no one in Anthrax that you'd rather talk to. They're all, like, not worthy of talking to.
Oh, I'd love to talk to Frank Bello. He's such a fun guy. We hung out with him at Comic-Con because he did a signing at our booth.
Yeah, but that's like you know him. You can, like, talk about shit that's, like, specific to you. I'm talking about, like, a fan.
Oh, I feel like as a fan I'd have nothing to say to any of, like, even Kerry King or, like, Phil Anselmo.
Well, because you're not a fan.
I am a fan.
Oh, Sid.
But with Slayer, it's like they've been around, you know, 40 years already. So it's like, what is left for them to say about their music, you know?
Yeah. That's
same as Anthrax.
Okay, we have a caller. Let's see what this is. 3-2-1. You're on the air. You're on the live cast.
Hello?
Hello? Who is this?
You picked my call up. This is Dead Stretch.
What's up, Dead Stretch?
You're not Paul Masvidal.
Yeah.
Yeah, you almost had it.
I got excited because it was a Florida area code.
I didn't even press the button to accept my call. What the fuck?
Hello.
Okay.
Do you want us to hang up on you?
One.
Goodbye. I left him on hold.
Do we know for a fact that it was not Paul?
Imagine this whole time he's been a listener.
Yeah, like, what's his name from Pig Destroyer?
Maybe he's hearing all the stuff you're saying about him. So
Blake.
Like,
what
did I say about him?
I didn't say anything.
It's about Cynic. I mean.
What did I say about
you
them
don't
today?
Like Cynic? Oh, not today.
Mario from Doritos is the one that said the bad stuff about them today. Not me.
Well, Monica should be coming in the next hour, so...
Oh, yeah.
What band is she in that I don't like?
Machine? What band is Machine?
Mashiach.
We should play that song for her.
Oh, that's our entrance
theme.
It's
the new hit.
She'll like this song. She's part Jewish, right?
No, she's not.
She's like 20% of Jew.
No, she has the most Jewy last name. I won't say it on the air. But, oh, wow. If you want to say it, go ahead. But it's very Jewy. Very Jewy.
I don't know. Why? Because it has man at the end of it?
You just said the whole thing. You know that, right? You said the first half of the
Tachman.
Monica Tachman.
Yeah, that, come on. That's like she just stepped off the boat from Ellis Island.
Well, she said it was like her great-grandfather's last name, who was part Jewish.
She's got to have some Jew, though. I mean,
yeah.
Come on.
She's like 20% a Jew.
Okay. God bless you.
Noah fell for that hook, line, and sinker.
I wasn't even setting her up. She's just walking around.
Wow,
she walked right in.
You got me.
So Monica will be here.
So wait, what were we talking about moments ago? Yeah, Slayer.
Mm-hmm. What about them?
I'm curious about what their new albums sound like without Jeff Hanneman.
I didn't know they had a new album.
Well, they're working on it right now. They want to put it out sometime this year.
Who replaced Jeff Hanneman?
Kerry Holt. But he's not going to be playing on the record. It's just going to be Kerry King. And apparently there's two unfinished Hanneman songs that he wrote riffs for, so those might be on the album. I'm almost positive those are going to be on the album because they're going to... Like, that would be, like, the marketing hook of it.
I predict they will sound like all the other riffs that he ever wrote.
Yeah, I think it'll just sound like Basically Slayer.
Yeah.
Like slightly less memorable Slayer.
Imagine it's like the last two riffs and it sounds like Peter, Paul, and Mary or something.
Well, the funny thing about it is when Kerry King does interviews, he's like, look, I know what Slayer fans expect. We're not going to be like he's like, he always shits on Metallica.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he's right.
They're like, oh, we're never going to change our sound like that. We're always going to be Slayer. So
they're not
going to
do
fine.
An album with Lou Reed?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he can't now.
Jeff Hanneman can. He's the only one. Maybe that's why they let him die.
Do you believe in the afterlife?
Yeah. What?
Do you believe in the afterlife?
No.
Oh, then how can he?
I don't know. It was for the joke.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Metallica also working on a new record right now. By the way, Kirk Hammett gave an interview about, not necessarily hyping up, it's just he was asked about it. And it was basically like, oh, I guess we have to go write a new album.
Yeah,
like he's being
too.
Like dragged into it. Like,
oh, jeez, don't do us any favors.
Like here we go. Let's see. When we start, that's going to be our main priority, and we're pretty excited about it because we've been saying we need to start working on this album, but we've been procrastinating greatly with it. We've pretty much come up with every sort of excuse we can not to start work on the album.
Keep coming up with excuses.
We've run out of excuses. So we pretty much have to start work on it now.
Oh, poor baby.
Get ready. Basically, it's saying that, management and the label are finally like, look, we need more product out there. Through the Never Died, it made no money.
Right.
Oh, so that's why they're putting out an album.
Well,
to, make up for that.
To be fair, they've talked about, 2014 is when they were going to start working on new material, and hopefully in, early 2015 is when they kind of plan to put out a new album.
Yeah, but they make $80 billion a week from touring. So, what are they? They're not
they
broke.
Don't really tour that often, actually. They do, one-offs, or they'll do, summer festivals in Europe. But they're not really doing major, 30-day tours in 30 days or anything like that.
So, are they broke then?
They're not broke. It's like, so. Oh, hey, why don't we make more money?
They just have nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Just to
it's their job.
Occupy their time.
That's actually true. If they don't make their own albums, they start doing things like collaborating with Lou Reed.
We'll
and
do
shit.
A Sky album with Debbie Harry next.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're going to be on they're going to be on the Grammys next week playing with pianist Lang Lang.
Who?
Say that again.
Long Long.
Pianist. What is it?
Charlie Rose called him Long Long.
Well, he's a long, long pianist.
So he's,
he's a long, long pianist.
They're apparently going to be doing one with, piano.
Hang up on him quick, there.
Oh, no!
Goodbye!
No more albums.
Goodbye,
man.
So they're basically going to one the country.
Yeah. Oh, if only they did Face of Black, that would be great, because then we'd have a new soundbite.
Goodbye.
Why did they? Didn't they do that? Or isn't that S&M? Why are they doing that again?
Well, they're doing it because their movie comes out on DVD this Tuesday, so that's a reason. The following Tuesday,
Grammy viewers are just clamoring for that collaboration.
Well, is the Grammys anything original? I feel who? At least there'll be something metal on the Grammys.
It should be like them with Bruno Mars or something. That's more contemporary.
Is Bruno Mars playing the Grammys?
No, but I'm sure if you asked him, he would.
He's doing the Super Bowl, because I really feel that Super Bowl viewers are big Bruno Mars fans.
Well, did you see they added the Red Hot Chili Peppers to the halftime show?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah. Because I guess they realized, wait a minute, Bruno Mars is not a big enough name. Fuck.
Red Hot Chili Peppers still is a big enough name?
Compared to Bruno Mars, it's a rock band. I mean, it's a washed-up rock band that hasn't been relevant in going on 20 years, but still.
Why does it have to be a rock band?
I don't know. It doesn't have to be, but I think it's better when it is.
To you.
Do you think it's
football fans in general, I feel like.
Why would it be? You don't think it'd be more like hip-hop or...
For football fans?
Yeah, country,
it's more
maybe.
Like the South, but I feel like rock is as close as... Well. We're not going to see Brad Paisley headline the halftime
What about
show.
Toby Keith?
Oh, no. He's too divisive, I think, to ever do that by himself.
What about Brad Paisley and LL Cool J together?
Oh, well, LL Cool J is a big... He's hosting the Grammys next week.
LL Cool J?
Yeah.
They could build bridges across
and
racism.
Set them on fire, hopefully.
While they're on the bridge.
Yeah. I would watch that. But really, we're all flipping over to the Puppy Bowl anyway. So who cares?
Oh. Oh, my God. Did Noah just gave us bacon? Out of nowhere?
Plate of bacon.
Wait, aren't we going to pee on the air when the Super Bowl's on?
We're going to do the show earlier, like last time, I think.
So, yeah, we're not going to do a show next week.
I could
this
give a fuck
this piece of bacon feels
Super
like
Bowl.
It's about 15 pounds. This is gigantic.
Wow, look at that. Should we take a break before we start munching on that?
Let's do a live play-by-play. What does it taste like, Sid?
Tasty.
This is not my candied bacon, by the way.
Just bacon?
So I got this Pig of the Month box with a bunch of different bacon samples.
Sounds like a dating site.
Might as well be. And this one is
bacon
with nutmeg, apple, cinnamon, and bacon. And it's like a thick cut.
Mm. There's a lot of stuff going on there.
You can definitely taste the maple.
Mm-hmm. And maple.
Well, this is very interesting radio.
No.
Sorry, guys.
There's no show during the Pro Bowl, correct? Death Stretch no. and Dick Murray.
Sad. Thanks, Rob.
Sorry. Let's go Why hang not? Out with Jose Mangan.
Why not?
I'm going to be flying back, so.
Okay.
Won't be able to do it.
There will be a clip show, though.
Yeah.
Listen to that instead of watch the stupid Pro Bowl.
Does anybody watch? Is like the Pro Bowl even fun?
No.
No, not at all. But they changed the format this year.
What is Pro Bowl?
It's like the all-star game for the NFL. Like all the best players.
Except
allegedly.
None of the best players actually show up because they're all in the playoffs.
Also, anyone who's on the Super Bowl, two teams don't play.
No.
And like a lot of the best players just opt out of it because football is so grueling that they don't want to waste their, you know, they're already when their season's over, they just want to go home. So, like, and nobody plays any defense. Nobody hits anybody. So it's like 100 to 95.
Is it like a two-hand touch game?
More or less.
Is it just an excuse to sell advertisement?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, kind of. But they did do something interesting with it, which, what are they, choosing up teams, right?
It's like a fantasy draft.
Yeah. So, like, they just, the fans vote on it?
No, it's Deion Sanders and I think Jerry Rice are the two captains. So they'll, like, this week, I think they're having, like, their draft.
So that's kind of cool.
And I already know more about it than I wish I knew.
Like what?
Like everything I just said, I wish I didn't. It wasn't even taking up space in my brain.
Oh, you don't even care about it.
No, it's a complete waste of time.
All right, we have another call. 740.
Yeah, hello? Yeah, hello?
Hi.
Yeah, this is Niazi.
Oh, hello, Niazi. Hi, long time no speak.
Paul Moss,
what's up? Yeah, since I'm from out of the United States, I want to ask, what's up with the Super Bowl? Can someone explain it?
It's like Jerry Seinfeld doing his shtick.
What is the deal with the Super Bowl?
What is the Super Bowl, people?
I asked the same question, Dan.
By the way, before we answer this question, can we call you Paul Niaz Vidal? Just so we can pretend that you're our guest.
If you like it, no problem.
All right. So, Paul, actually, Rob, you want to field this
your
one?
Your Americanized name.
Do you mean, like, what is the Super Bowl in general? Like,
or why is
it
so popular?
Yeah, why is it so popular?
Marketing, I would say.
Football is the most popular sport in America, and it's the championship game for football, and it's one game. It's not like the other sports, it's a series, so it's multiple games, so no one game means that much. It's all comes down to one game, so everybody watches it.
Also, I think it's just like the supply and demand of all the sports. Football has the least amount of games, so it's only 16 games a season, so you really got to get into it.
And also, Paul Masvidal will be playing at the halftime show.
Do you like any sports?
I bet he's a cricket fan.
Maybe just soccer.
Fucker?
Soccer?
Yeah, soccer. Football, we call it, but because you won't understand if I said football. So.
Okay. Do you have a favorite football player?
Football what?
A favorite soccer player.
Not a player, maybe a team.
Which is what?
Arsenal. It's an English team.
Where are they from? Manchester?
No, that would be Manchester City.
London, I
Manchester
think.
Manchester United.
The London Arsenal?
What I'm talking about, you don't care.
Are you cutting me off?
No, I'm just saying. What do you want to know about if you don't care?
I want to know all about my fans.
What kind of games do you like? Do you like the high scoring ones when it's like 2-0, or do you like the defensive ones where it's like nothing? Which kind are your favorite?
Well, I like all games.
Well, true fan of the sport.
Do you play soccer?
Sometime, but I suck at it.
You're from Saudi Arabia originally, right?
Yep.
If you're in the nationals and your team loses, do they shoot you? Or behead you?
I don't think so.
The reason that they play soccer there, it's for a very utilitarian purpose. It's not just for the competition in the sport.
Oh, no?
You kick that ball around, you find landmines.
Oh! See, I didn't know
saves
that.
Saves lives.
We're learning things here.
That's not right.
So how's that adjusting to Ohio?
It's cold.
It's cold? Yeah. Is this your first cold winter you're experiencing now?
Yeah, I experienced like the hottest weather and the coldest weather in 1 year.
Yeah, this is so. Which is more bearable? Which can you deal with more?
Well, come on.
Well, I can't bear anything. Yeah. I'd rather not go. I'd rather like live in Florida or something.
Not Florida.
Are you sure that you're Saudi Arabian and not Jewish?
This weather, can't take it.
We're all the same on the inside, just yeah. complaining about the weather.
I can't take it.
Maybe I prefer the cold more than the hot weather.
I want to live in Florida. Move to Boca. Have a little latkes. The place of Mahjong. Does that really offend you when we say you're Jewish?
Oh, yeah. Maybe the metal injection will retire
like 30 years
in Florida?
I would never live in Florida. No. Never, maybe ever, maybe. Ever. No. I would. San Diego is like the perfect weather.
Yeah.
If you live in Florida, you got to deal with hurricanes. You got to deal with like serial killers
old
and
people.
Stuff. Yeah.
Stand
your ground balls. Alligators.
Your DNA will... like dictate where you'll retire.
What's that?
Not where you say. I say your DNA will dictate where you will retire.
My DNA? What are you going to do with my DNA? What's going on?
I don't know. Certain DNA like retire in certain places, I think.
They can spread their DNA throughout the whole land, so don't worry. Yeah. They have that capability.
Rob's DNA is already all over the world.
That's true.
At least it's all over.
Every hotel room in the world has Rob's DNA in it.
Oh, yeah, adults.
On the sheets?
By the way,
no.
Capsburger says they only play soccer in Saudi Arabia because they can't play kick the severed head of your enemy internationally.
Oh, no.
That's not right, but also kind of right. So, Niazi, are you still in? Are you in school, right? Is that why you're in Ohio?
Yeah.
I forgot. What were you studying to do?
Computer engineering.
Oh, computer engineering. Pilot's license. In Ohio.
So,
you didn't learn how to land,
why
though.
Why not in Ohio? There's airplanes in Ohio. Why is Ohio?
Why in Ohio, though?
All right, they'll never suspect them there.
Come on.
Today we're learning how to land. No, that's okay. I'm done.
Oh.
Computer engineering. He's learning how to rewire he's learning how to make a dirty bomb.
Maybe you can fix metal injection.
Yeah. Can you put your phone number on the live test page?
We should. Yeah, that's very difficult.
Clearly you know the number because you called it in, so you already have a leg up on the...
We have a lot of serious technical flaws, like knowing how to put a fucking phone number on a website.
You know, there's other tech.
I think Rob's steaming.
He's not smiling
so
anymore.
Seething.
Do not insult my development skills.
You don't have that prestigious Ohio degree for your tech performance like Niazi will one day.
Niazi, what's your long-term plan? Are you going to stay in the United States or go back to Saudi Arabia after you're done with your degree?
Well, I'm going to go back then. Try to get a master or something.
I thought you said try to get AIDS for a second.
He said he's going
to
try to get a master. That's weird. What year is this, man?
Well, what's he going to computer engineer in Saudi Arabia? Fucking sand?
They have jobs. Come on, they have
it's
jobs there.
It's a developed there. Country.
Yeah.
For the royal
well, well, the demand for a job there is increasing, so.
Yeah, okay. Plus, yeah. don't people farm out, like, computer tech jobs to
India.
Farm?
Not
the
Saudi
Middle
Arabia,
though.
India.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't think. We can ask
him.
He's on the line.
What are you learning? You're learning some C-sharp?
No, I'm, like, done with programming. Now I'm, like, in like, I'm taking mostly electives this semester. Because
oh,
I didn't take
one.
I didn't
what
take before.
Like what?
Soccer.
Well, I'm trying now mythology. Someone told me it's easy.
Misogyny?
So
you're trying?
He just likes
yeah, mythology.
Because where he's from, you're not allowed to do that.
Misogyny is very popular in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they gave it just Greek mythology, so yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, mythology.
Oh, mythology.
yeah, mythology.
Okay. Not misogyny.
You're at
sorry for the accent.
No, it's fine.
We're just being dicks. All right, well, thank you so much for...
Dirty dick.
We're being a bunch of dirty dicks. Thank you for hanging out with us, Niazi. Always great to hear from you.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
I hope you have a pleasant day.
Yeah, good
hope
luck.
Hope we didn't ruin
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah. One or one. Bye-bye.
One, what are these?
One. I don't know.
That's why you say Maryland.
Oh. Wow. What
that
the hell?
Exploded.
That was
ear.
A loud goodbye.
We can fix that in the post.
Nope.
Actually, I should have played this one.
Goodbye to the people who loved me. Goodbye to the people who loved me. Goodbye to the people who trusted me.
Goodbye to Niazi.
Good stuff.
Goodbye to Paul Midasmidal calling into the show.
Maybe he's going to call in at 9:30 again.
Should we just stay on this whole time just in case?
No. Oh, yeah, you didn't mention that yeah. he called in because of the time difference. He called
yeah,
in.
The,
he pulled a Darren.
Yeah, I did do that once. Was that ever mentioned on the air?
I think so, yeah. I feel like we have.
You can tell it again. It's been a while.
Yeah, go for it, Sid.
You were in Vegas and you were going to call in.
Right, because that was when yeah. you and Noah read the Biznatch.
Yes, thing. Yes. So... and then you never call during the show, but then 2 hours later you start IMing me and you're like, "How
right.
come you guys aren't picking up?" And I'm like, "Dude, check your watch right now."
what you said was, "Are you fucking serious?" I was like, "What?" And he said, "The show's
time
been
zones,
over for
man.
2 hours."
Time zones.
I was just in a haze of gambling. You know, wasn't thinking straight.
Well, that's because, like, in casinos, there's no windows, so you just probably just weren't
clocks,
aware.
Right.
Yeah,
or
but
clocks,
I, you know.
You didn't know what time of day it was.
I should have known.
You were discombobulated.
Yeah, so Paul Masvidal called last week at the Pacific time of the time that we set for him, not Eastern time, but mm-hmm. I guess that wasn't adjusted in his calendar.
And today he's in Mountain time zone, probably, so it's a whole other mess.
There we go. Yeah.
At this point, should I just have a caller call in and ask him the questions, or are we still thinking
no, we
at some point?
I've been yeah, like,
I
it'll happen. We'll have Paul come and sit in on the show.
Like
we
a dog dry humping a table.
What if he shows up at the wrong hour?
Yeah.
Or to the wrong house.
Noah's asleep, and all of a sudden he's in bed next to her. What the hell? What would you do?
First of all, I would wonder, how did he get past the bolt lock on my door?
His music is very subtle. He just played music until the lock unlocked.
That's not. That's impossible, Sid.
He strummed on his sitar or whatever the fuck.
He doesn't play a sitar.
Yeah, I bet he'd play sitar.
How do you
I'm
know?
Sure
I
he
just,
knows how to play
new
a
question,
sitar.
Add it to the list. Do you play sitar, Paul
okay.
Masvidal?
Soon we will find out.
Soon, yeah.
Soon.
Probably not.
Noah would play sitar on his cock-ar.
Oh!
Hi-oh!
Oh.
First of all,
yeah.
I wouldn't do that because I have a boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
You go from a guitarist to a lead singer.
Wouldn't Jake be okay with it out of mutual, like, professional
yeah.
courtesy that they have?
Honor among
sharing his girlfriend?
He's...
No, I don't think so.
What? It is?
Yeah, he shouldn't be into that.
Fine. I'm making a joke, Rob. Go with it.
Come on.
Theater of the mind.
I'm sorry. You're right. Why wouldn't Jake be into that? What's wrong with
don't
you?
Don't say
Noah?
No. Say yes. This is improv.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that the rule of improv? You
yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
So you have to say yes to Paul.
All right. I guess.
Yeah.
It'd be funny
nice.
If now he calls in.
If you heard that whole thing, I'd be so embarrassed.
Oh, boy.
All right, let's get to the music break. The music all picked by Noah this week. So if you got any problems, point it in her direction. The first one goes out to all the ladies in the audience. It's from Cannabis Corpse. I come, bud.
Don't do that again, bro.
We'll be right back. Not my back again. Sometimes I spend the music break just soaking in the tub with some candles lit. It takes me back to the good old days when Darren and I used to have sleepovers and wash each other's hair. Here's another love song on the Metal Injection live cast. That the music break is over, the live cast demands your full attention. So please, put down the pot brownies and video game controllers. Also put down the Vaseline and broomsticks. Here's the show.
Jeez, Chuck Landington is aggressive.
Embarrass me.
No nonsense.
Welcome back to the Metal Injection live cast. A fine music break picked by Noah. You just heard 12 Foot Ninja, Myth of Progress. Before that, some Sonata Arctica with Black Sheep, and we kicked it off with Cannabis Corpse, not Cannibal Corpse, with I Come Bud. All right, we have a special guest on the line. We're going to get to him right now. He's from the band Cynic. Their new album, Kindly Bent to Free Us, comes out February 18th here in the U.S. Paul, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Good. Thank you for calling in. Glad to finally have you on the line. You're here on the line with Rob, Noah, Darren.
Hi there.
And Sid.
Hey.
Hi, everybody. I'm actually driving right now, so, and I'm going through a mountain range, so there's a possibility that I will disappear. So just a warning, but hopefully it'll work for a while. We'll see.
You mean the call will drop, right? Not like you're going to drive off the side of the mountain.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, just a Verizon-related tech issue. We'll see.
Well, I wanted to ask you first about the title of the record. We were talking about it earlier, and we were curious how you came up with it.
It's actually based off a trilogy book, books that came out by I want to say 14th century Tibetan kind of scholar, Buddhist teacher who wrote a book, these three books on a certain path of meditation called, and it was, the books were called Kindly Bente Tiza. And so I've been a fan of that, those three books, and for a long time, and I've been kind of had a song, the song that's on the record, the self-titled song, that kind of has been floating around for a while. And when it just came for the title, it just kind of made sense based on the artwork that was chosen, the way that the song kind of came out as a production, and that it kind of captures everything that I feel like is cynic now. And it just, I don't know, it just on multiple levels resonated with me. And it's also, you know, an indication of what you're looking at the cover, which is, you know, the album cover is three things, which is a mushroom cloud, a brain, and a tree. And so there's kind of that whole thing at work. It's not I'm not saying there's a specific concept here, but that's definitely the thread that connects the dots with the
song. So people were also saying they saw a uterus in the album art. Was that intentional or a little Freudian?
You know, it's funny. Like, Spinoza's art always has these kind of Rorschach components to them that, depending on who you are and where you're at in your life, you're going to see what you want to see. And that piece, similar to Focus, which, you know, Focus was always the uterus cover, and Trace Tenere was the penis cover. So maybe we're back to the uterus. I don't know. That's a good question.
Cool. And you guys are about to embark on the 70,000 tons of metal cruise. Have you played a cruise before?
I've never even been on a cruise. You know, I've done the ferries across, you know, France to the UK and stuff like that, these big boats, but I've never done a real cruise, so I'm excited actually to just check out for a week and hang out, you know, and obviously there's some cool bands playing and whatnot, so should be interesting. We'll see. I don't know what to expect, but I'm excited about it.
We've been on it. It's definitely like a fun time. Everyone on board is a metalhead. Everyone's there for the metal specifically.
Yeah.
Even
the
cool.
The crew is totally into it because
converts into metalheads.
Because
they're terrified.
Metalheads are huge alcoholics, and the tip is included anytime you buy a drink, so they get like a dollar anytime you buy. And I remember the time that we went, it was like that one cruise was like more beer than they sold in like a month or something. Like some absurd.
Wow.
Frank was on that cruise.
Yeah, it was some absurd stuff. So everyone has a great time on that. It's fun. And
that sounds awesome.
And what I love about it, actually, what I loved was that, like, there was no real separation. Like, everyone was on the cruise together. I saw bands tanning with regular people just hanging out on the deck.
There's a lot of sax out there during that cruise.
There was no saxophones. No, there's no jazz.
That's not
what I meant. Wow, what a trip. And I heard it was, like, a big European contingent. Is that the case? Like,
yeah, I
Germans,
think like, it was, like, mostly Germans, yeah.
Mostly Germans.
Right.
From all over the world, which was the most interesting part about it, because you actually get
that
to watch
cool.
with metalheads from across the world, which was cool.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah, I'm excited. It's just so different, you know. It's something that you wouldn't normally come across, so figured it's going to be an interesting adventure and an opportunity for Cynic to play again. We haven't played a gig since the end of 2011, so we're kind of dipping our feet again, which is cool.
And you definitely have to be a people person to be on the cruise because, you know, you can't really get away from the fans.
Yeah, and that's fine. I'm probably more of a reclusive type, but I figure it's there's somewhat of a contained environment there, and you just interact with whomever. It'll work. I'll find a way.
Or just lock yourself in your cabin.
Yeah, you could always do that. That's true.
Back to the record for a second. I notice, I feel like this record might be a little mellower, like less overt metal sounds on it. So much a little more proggier. Was that like, did you guys like realize this when you were working on it? Like, would you even consider Cynic at this point a metal band?
You know, I feel like there's metal moments, but, you know, overall I just feel like it's coming into the Cynic skin more than ever in terms of our sound, you know, and our sound is really a hybridized kind of unique thing that isn't one particular style. It's just kind of everywhere, and it's just us, and it feels more like us than ever, and that the songs have that maturity to them and the kind of sense of direction. But we don't really calculate things or overthink stuff. It's very much an organic, intuitive process with making music with this band. And it really just goes by being in the process, being in the now, and just showing up for whatever is arising and trusting in that and just trying to be honest about the work, you know, trying to access something real. And I think that's been our modus operandi since Focus. It's just to keep things true, you know, to where we are at any given time and what we want to hear in our own heads. I mean, it's funny. It's all relative. I have an older brother who grew up on classic rock, and he's still kind of in that scene, like Floyd, Zeppelin, you know, even like folk stuff, but more like rock. And I think he dipped, you know, into Metallica for a minute, but like that's as heavy as he ever got. And he heard this record, you know, I played him like mixes when it was first done, and he's like, holy fuck, this is heavy, man. And so to him, you know, who's more of a classic rock guy, he thought it was pretty heavy. And I thought, you know, if you listen to extreme metal, we're like not even remotely in the territory of metal. But if you listen to kind of, if you have a wide variety of tastes and rock and alternative and some metal, but you're kind of like eclectic, then we're probably on the heavier side of the scale, you know. But again, it just depends on your reference point. Up against death, up against death metal bands or extreme metal, we're not even in the, you know, on the same planet, you know. And I think the only thing that ever kept us on that planet was, first of all, our relationship to death, you know, having played on the Human record, and also just, you know, there was growls. And once you have growls, I don't even care if it's like over hip hop, somehow people call it death metal. You know, it's like growls immediately throw you into a box. And so once you kind of cut growls out, it's like, what is it? Prog? Is it, you know, is it power metal? Is it, and I don't know. For me, it just sounds like us, which is not really a label. You know, it's just kind of a unique sound that's very kind of hard to categorize, and it has to be heard, really.
Isn't it better that way, especially today when everyone kind of like sounds the same? It's better not
I
to
I think
have-
so. I mean, yeah, I feel like it's just my gig, you know, to just try and stay honest about what's happening and do make music that I want to hear, you know, and not get too caught up in what I think people want to hear. You know, that to me is a recipe for misery, is trying to kind of appease, you know, a fan. It's it'll never work, you know. So the idea is just to kind of stay true to what we're doing and be honest about our work and see what comes up and just give it our best, you know. And so again, it's I think there's some metal-y moments and some probably more signature-y Cynic moments, but overall, yeah, it's kind of more of a stepping into like a prog rock kind of vibe for sure.
Oh yeah. I mean, I heard the title track. It's really the only track I heard so far from the album, and I could hear like a hint of like niacin in there. It was really cool to hear more of like a jazz style in there.
Cool. Yeah, cool. There's jazz moments, you know, and there's I don't know, it's all over the place to me, but it has that thread of just, it's unmistakably us, and that's the name of the game, is just kind of having our own identity and having something unique to offer.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you want to call in and ask Paul a question, The number to dial, 646-929-1357. Paul, I'm curious, do you listen to any sort of metal? Like, what kind of music do you typically listen to?
What do you listen to in the car while you're driving?
Yeah, well, it's funny. I have, like, a satellite on my car, and, I go through different phases of, like, Howard Stern and the Oprah Channel, you know, own network, like, hearing people's crazy stories to classical to jazz to I went through this like bluegrass phase recently, some rock. I like a lot of classic rock, folk music, and occasional metal. It's like it depends really on what day you talk to me. It'd probably be really confusing if you looked at my collection in terms of my playlist, but I have a part of me that still identifies with the aggression and the intensity of really heavy music. I just don't listen to it as often. Maybe because I've been exposed to it so much that I'm always trying to look for something else and also playing it to some degree, even having done these Death of the Union shows. And what's funny is that I even told someone this recently in another interview that when we were making, like, the Human record, we were listening to everything but metal, you know, and here we were making this, like, really intense, brutal album, and we were listening to, like, Chick Corea, Pat Metheny, like, shoegaze, you know, like, early 90s kind of Britpop. I mean, we were just, like, all these other styles, and yet we were playing this really heavy music, and I feel like that's a good thing, you know, because it gives us a different perspective, you know, and I'm just a fan of great artists versus genres. Like, I feel like it's more about artistry versus like a label of a style or a particular scene, you know, just more kind of open to whatever form it needs to take.
Yeah, it's a good way to be influenced by something outside of the box that you kind of pigeonhole yourself in as a band, maybe.
Especially Chick Corea.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about...
Yeah, well, the jazz stuff, yeah, that was a big thing for us for a long time.
All right, well, Sid hasn't been asking too many questions, but he had a few.
Yeah, I've got some. The friendly portion of the interview is over. This is hard-hitting journalism that's coming now. The gloves are off, so I hope you're prepared.
Okay, let's do it.
Question one, have you ever considered practicing guitar a little bit less and instead using that time to catch up on your DVR?
Well, it's funny. I feel like this past couple years, I'm just coming out of a 2-year relationship that was kind of more immersed in kind of pop culturisms and seeing movies and all that stuff. But I think I've always been more of a reading books and yoga and kind of introverted and playing music, which I find makes me happiest. At least it's the recipe for me that seems to kind of do the trick in terms of having some grounded place in my life. So I'm trying to kind of stick to the things that seem to keep me sane partially, but at the same time, it depends. I take breaks. Sometimes I'm really kind of immersed in the world and other times I'm on another planet. It really just depends on what time of year it is and what day you speak to me.
Breaking Bad, you should at least watch that if you haven't already.
I've seen them all. I love that show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then what could I recommend? The Wire? Have you seen The Wire?
No.
All right, that's next on your list. While doing yoga, just watch The Wire on DVD.
All right, question two.
With all your vocoder use, how do you respond to being called the T-Pain of metal?
Well, it's funny, like, you know, when we made Focus, it's never been an auto-tune thing. It's a vocoder, you know, controlled by a keyboard. But because of the reference point now, thanks to starting probably with Cher and then moving into Britney Spears and T-Pain and all these scenes that kind of abuse this tuning mechanism, it's become the reference point. But for me, it's like more of this futuristic kind of cyborg, you know, modern kind of color that's introduced to a really organic process, which is, you know, a band with drums, guitar, bass. So you introduce this, like, really kind of electronic component, and it just shifts your perception a little bit. And Cynic's always kind of related to that, a more kind of modern, kind of different, you know, view of things. So I don't know, you know, it's, again, it depends on your reference point, but I don't mind. It's whatever people need to say is okay.
I would never call you the share of metal. I think Dee Snider has that locked up. I don't think anybody's taken that away from him. All right, question number three. In the 90s, Lauryn Hill was accused of saying she'd rather see babies starve and die than have white kids buy her albums. Is this how you feel about straight-edge kids buying your albums?
Not at all. You know, I've gone through straight-edge periods myself where I just don't party and don't do anything. And I think that it's honorable to go down that path. It takes a lot of discipline. It goes against the grain, especially for kids growing up in big cities. And as long as they're not racist and bigots, you know, and they're just kind of into their own thing and it works for them, then hats off to them, you know. It's all fine. I know that there's, like, even, like, a vegan grindcore scene, and there, some of those kids can be really militant, too, about the whole vegetarianism stuff, but they eat their own, you know.
Where do they find to be militant? So all they're eating is, like, grains and stuff.
I don't know. There's, you know, like, the whole PETA kind of, you know, vegetarian, vegan, you know, movement that's very, some of them can get pretty pissed, you know, about the meat eating scene.
Well, if I was listening to this crisis, I'd be pretty upset also.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, next question. You recently worked on a children's book with Jim Carrey. Did he dictate the text to you while fake talking out of his ass like Ace Ventura?
No, he, Jim, what he did is, what the most phenomenal part of Jim Carrey, who's a real genius comic of our times and a tremendous talent. I mean, the guy is just the best artist on the planet in terms of having insane skills at his disposal, is that he just it's ridiculous seeing him come up with character voices and kind of his creative process, like observing that. I was just in awe, and it was so inspiring to be around that presence, that, you know, it was one of the best, most memorable months of my life, really working with him day in, day out for an entire month. It was just incredible.
All right, last question, and I saved the toughest for last, so be ready. What is your least favorite Pantera song?
You know what? Right now, I couldn't tell you a single Pantera song title. That's how bad of a metalhead I am.
It's a tie.
I'm trying to think, like, what was that song? Like, and I'm going to probably say their worst, like, you know, single or something, but I kind of, you know, I was more, I don't know, I guess I know Pantera did the Groove, you know, kind of take on the Metallica kind of heavy riff with the, you know, and they had something that was obviously really cool, and Dimebag as a guitarist was definitely in his own realm, but I just never really was in that space. It was almost, for me, too macho metal, you know, like very
too fratty.
Testosterone. It's just testosterone, frat-driven kind of dude metal, and I was in a different space, you know.
So what were you, like, what type of metal were you drawn to, like, at your peak, like, metal?
I mean, it's like, I guess, you know, it's funny, like, although I resonated with, like, for example, certain growlers, I mean, I'll never forget, you know, trying to get, when Tony was singing growls on Focus, for example, like trying to get these people to sing from their heart, you know, like sing like you're in pain and that this is a beautiful kind of howl, you know, versus like, I'm just going to be this big monster with this scary voice, like more just coming from the heart. And so I don't know, in terms of metal, I mean, that's probably one of the biggest issues I've had with it, is that the testosterone kind of macho component to it has never been attractive to me. It's just too, it seems like overcompensated, and it's too much. You know, like, I like more balanced kind of music. And so there's, you know, I think some of the bands that have been more eclectic maybe and more experimental have spoke to me more, that were willing to take more risks and not be so tough, you know. I don't know. It's hard to even... But, you know, there is just that component, the Paleolithic kind of mindset to a lot of the metal scene that I've never identified with, you know, just the caveman. You know what I mean? It's just we've always been kind of these outcast nerds that were in a different space about it and just didn't really connect with that part of it. But I don't know. I embrace masculinity in all its forms, but I think, you know, it's definitely a different, as an art form, it's a curious thing, you know, in terms of what it represents in metal. And that's the one part of it that doesn't resonate with me so well, you know.
Yeah. We have a few callers, some fans calling in. If you want to call and ask Paul a question, the number to dial 646-929-1357. First caller we have is Josh. Josh, are you on the line?
Hello.
Hello, Josh.
Hi, Josh.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Wales in the UK, home of Ian Watkins.
Not something to be proud of, but go on. The Watkins.
Yeah. It doesn't look too good for our country.
So what's your question?
Moving in our rep. I wanted to ask about your father, Paul.
Yeah.
What about him?
I've lost my question. Sorry, I'm too nervous.
How's your dad doing?
My dad's doing better. He had a health scare fairly recently, but he's doing pretty good. I actually just spoke to him yesterday, and he's in decent spirits, and he's a good, great friend, actually, over the years, and... So, yeah, he's okay. Thanks for asking. Dad's doing good.
Is he a Cynic fan?
He is, actually. He is a fan, and there's a really great picture of him wearing a Cynic shirt with me from a trip to Miami years ago, and he's come to our shows, and, yeah, he's the real deal.
Cool. Awesome. All right, we have a few more questions. We have Dead Stretch on the line. Dead Stretch, are you there?
Oh, my God, I have to talk to this guy. Hello.
Hey, man.
Oh, it's Peter Macedal. How you doing, Peter? Hey, you're
not
from the band Cryptic, right?
His name is Paul. That is
oh, it's Paul. Paul Macedal from Cryptic? Hello?
Not funny.
All right. We got a troll on the line here. All right.
How about a real question?
Yeah, let's take a real question from Jordan. Jordan, are you there?
Hey, guys. I got a question for Paul. Yep. Just, what's your favorite prog rock band? Because I just got Rhapsody, this is a lot of prog metal, and is there any chance you guys be playing in the Raleigh area?
I don't know. We don't have a tour booked for the States, so that's not sure, but probably like my all-time favorite, like there's a lot, you know, I listen to all kinds of progressive music, but I think King Crimson, you know, the album Discipline is in my top five of all time in terms of just like a masterpiece album. So I definitely would say get that one. It's not metal, but it's genius music, and it's hyper progressive and really cool shit. So I recommend that. That would be a good place to start.
Cool. That's definitely a starting
all
point.
All the way back. Yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks for your question, Jordan. Paul, we're going to let you go. Thank you for being a good sport. One final question. Corn or flour tortilla?
Corn.
Oh.
Right.
Controversial.
Very controversial. Why the corn?
You know, no particular reason other than that flour, and it's going to sound very California, but, you know, the wheat and the gluten aspect of flour is, if I can avoid it, it helps. Sometimes I feel like the more gluten I eat, the more my stomach isn't happy. So I try and avoid it when I can. And if I have the option, corn keeps me out of that realm.
Interesting. But with the corn, though, there's the sugar aspect, right? They're both bad for you.
Yeah. And I'm a sucker for sugar, I'll tell you. That's, I have a massive sweet tooth.
Oh. Maybe we'll bring you some cookies if you plan a tour with Cynic.
That'd be awesome.
Corn cookies.
All right, guys. Well, good talking to you.
Yeah, great talking to you. Thanks for taking some time.
Thank you.
The new Cynic album is kindly bent to free us. I keep wanting to say kindly bent free to us, but that's not it.
No.
Kindly bent to free us out February 18th on Season of Mist. We're going to play the title track. Thanks again, Paul, for hanging out with us.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Take care.
You too. That was Paul Mockendahl of Cynic. We did it. We made it happen.
Well, yeah.
Sid, how did it feel for you?
I'm all right with it. I don't know how the listeners feel.
Poor Chocolate Croissant called in to try to ask about Paul's dad, and that didn't work out for him.
He
said, hey, I wanted to ask about Paul's dad.
He was a frozen chocolate croissant.
You
got
to write these things out. So
yeah,
you
like
have it in front of you like I did.
I wanted to ask some things about, like, you hung up too quick. I wanted to, you know, because his dad is like a really interesting person.
Yeah, you should have. Yeah, I mean, you could chime in, Darren.
Well, I mean, you. I was waiting for an entry point.
Should I call back?
Yeah,
we do have his phone number now.
All right, let's play the track, and we'll be back with some more live cast after this.
Yeah.
Now safe to turn your volume back up to a listenable level. The music break is over. Though actually, with how loud Rob is, maybe you should just leave your volume down. Here's the show.
Whatever do you mean, Chuck Blandington?
Why did you need to do it with that weird accent?
That's how I speak.
It's not how you're speaking right now.
That's how I speak!
Cram that fucking pretzel in your mouth already. You got melted chocolate all over your fingers now?
No.
Yeah, you do. I saw some.
Hey, Monica.
Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for saving me a piece of bacon. You're welcome.
You have to pry it out of Rob's hands.
Give me the bacon!
It's like Charlton Heston. Yeah. Cold, dead burgers. Hands.
His cold, dead, greasy hands.
Sid, what did you think of that cynic song?
I had my headphones off. So it sounded as good and bad as every other song we play during music breaks when I also have my headphones off.
Even when you make the break?
Oh, yeah. I've heard all the songs already. What do I need to hear them again for? Yeah. Fuck that.
So you listen to every song once, and then that's it?
No, that's not true.
You're kind of not listening to music right now, right, Sid? You're like over
I'm a little disillusioned at the moment.
It's kind of crazy because Sid has a wall of stacked CDs.
And apparently, from what Amy told me about, a closet full of boxes full of CDs.
Well, that's all. Wow. We never unpacked our CDs. Hmm. There's not enough room in the apartment. All on our wall is the DVDs and books.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The CDs are all boxed up in a closet. But we have them all on
iTunes.
So you
just have a full closet full of CDs?
There's other stuff in there, but yeah, there's like boxes and
boxes. Why don't you just get rid of them?
No.
CDs take up so much room.
I spent like more than half my life collecting that shit. I ain't getting rid of it.
So what are you going to do with it?
I don't know. When we get a house, I'll have them all out.
And then what? Are you going to listen to them?
Just probably redlined with that belch, by the way.
Yeah. Nice.
You should just take out, like, the inserts of the CD and, like, fill up the wall with that and then throw out the case.
Maybe. That's too much effort.
Okay.
Do you regret collecting CDs now that everything's gone digital?
No. You got to collect something. Everybody collects something.
How
I used to
collect
the baseball. I don't know. I don't have a record player.
You used to collect baseball
on.
Cards, you were saying?
Yeah.
No, what do you collect? Vibrators?
The heads
what?
Of Chinese
no.
people.
Nail polish.
What makeup. Do I collect? I don't really
Broken
take
hearts.
An interest. Simpsons paraphernalia.
There you go.
Sit. Memorabilia.
Darren, what is your collection?
I don't really collect anything.
Yeah.
Have you ever?
I had baseball cards and comics.
Yeah, see, everybody
Normal
has something
stuff.
That they... But then you see, he outgrew the baseball cards and comics. I've outgrown it for the moment, at least.
Collections are annoying when you have to move a lot.
Yeah. I've been moving a lot the last couple of years, so I got rid of a lot of shit.
You just can't do it. I had a Beanie Baby collection, though.
Oh, God.
I have a marijuana paraphernalia collection. It keeps growing. I keep finding new things to smoke marijuana out of.
And sunflower
seeds
on the
floor.
No, I've grown out of a sunflower.
Collection?
I've stopped. I only have one frother, so it can't be considered
a start.
Collection.
You work your way up.
A milk frother. Frother.
Why do you have
What a weird word.
Do you love
to make lattes?
You love lattes that much?
I like cappuccino. Don't you make a cappuccino?
It's not just the word. It's weird.
I don't know. I think I just have an obsessive personality so that when I get into something, I go all in.
Except for metal music.
I just feel like it's a phallic
shape.
It's
not when I get into something.
You
go
all in, but then you get all lazy about it, right? Yeah. After a week.
How long until frother ejection comes out?
it's a phallic shaped like you're putting a penis into milk. Stirring it up.
It's a steamer, like
yeah, well, it's fine. Yeah, like I don't even.
It's just
not
funny. It's not that there's nothing really wrong with it. I'm just saying that's why it's funny.
To be honest, ever since I've switched to drinking espresso, I don't froth my milk anymore because I don't like how I like when the milk kind
so
of.
So perhaps. Next year for the Fantasy Football League, the prize could be your unused frother.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure.
Imagine.
Yeah,
I'd
give it
prize
away.
For something.
It's a great frother.
Unused frother.
Sure. Well, it's my used.
But you're not using it anymore.
Yeah. My no longer
used
frother.
for author.
I feel like by using a penis-shaped device, you're embracing all things masculine.
Me and Paul Masvidal have that in common. We have many things in common, if you think about it.
Let's not think about it too much.
It's getting uncomfortable in here.
Dead Stretch says he still collects VHS tapes. Guess what, Dead Stretch? In about 10 years or so, all of those are going to not be working anymore because film is going
to
be like...
I have old VHS tapes from us in high school. From
you need to get that stuff converted because it's going to eventually...
How do I do it? What
get,
do you
get like a VCR? You'd have to like VCR to
line
in.
No, you don't have to do that. They have... dedicated devices that you can, like, with USB, that you can convert things into, MP4s or whatever.
Mm. Just bring it to a store.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't want anyone to see what's on those tapes.
Oh, no.
Nothing sexual, just very embarrassing.
She's
really embarrassing.
Discovering herself.
Here's a comment from the chat. Sid is currently collecting upskirt shots from the local Catholic school. Is that true?
If that was something available to me, I don't think... I wouldn't collect it. I'd use it for like the 15 minutes that I need, and then I would delete it so the evidence is gone. I'm not stupid.
Fair enough.
One day somebody's going to find my laptop. All of a sudden I'll be locked up like the fucking principal from Ferris Bueller.
So you didn't object to the being a pervert. You objected to the method.
I don't want
to
get caught for being a pervert. I want to have a long life of being a pervert. Yeah, I'm not stupid. Delete that shit. God.
Oh, God.
I learned so much.
So the last time I was here, Rob broke a chair. Right. Did you guys do anything with that chair, or did you fix it?
Definitely did not fix it.
Yeah, there was no fixing that chair.
I thought you were going to, like, send it off to a listener or something.
We thought so, but then that would mean I would have to keep it in my house until, Rob finally takes it home and sends it out, and that would have been way too long.
Yeah, now would we ship it?
It'd be so bulky.
Too much to deal with.
So we gave it a proper burial. Speaking
of which, my butt is doing fantastic.
Oh, yeah. You had a massive bruise, right?
Yeah.
Like a bump?
Yeah.
A bump.
You had a baby bump.
It's like it's faded so much that if you just look at it straight on, you don't really see it. Just from the side, you can kind of see a little.
What color
really?
Is it now?
Oh, it's skin tone. Yeah.
Oh,
there's like a slight bruise on the bottom of it where the impact was. I think that's probably just like a scar at this point. It's not going to go away. But my butt's looking great, everybody. Don't worry. My butt will ride again. I will be able to wear
a butt riding.
Oh, no! That's not what I meant. I love Jose Manga.
Keep them chicks coming.
Saw your whole butt that night.
No, you were here? I forgot that you were here.
Yeah.
She took.
Well, I have no shame.
No,
I'll just
don't.
Show anyone my
I think
butt.
We tweeted.
My asshole is quite tight. Well, that's true.
Your ass got a bruise.
Dirty dick.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, nothing. You do it.
No, I'm done.
It's for now.
Sorry, that was poorly timed.
It's never dirty dick is never poorly timed.
Right.
That's good for all occasions. Do we have any new drops this week?
There was one, I think. Just one drop. Let me see if I can find that. You can all keep talking. By the way,
the number to dial, 646-929-1357. Mm-hmm. And
what happens when they dial?
They could talk to us, ask us a question. They could have asked Paul a question, but
or
it's
we
too late
can
now.
Ask them questions.
Yeah.
How about that?
I didn't get mouth herpes from the bong.
That's the drop.
Yet.
That's the only one I got right now.
Chocolate Croissant says there are new drops.
There are?
Darren?
Where?
You didn't play the ones I sent you last time, Darren.
Oh, I guess I'm an asshole. Hold on.
Wow.
That's all right. I'll dig it up.
It's like a second Christmas. I'm excited.
Well, are we going to just sit here and wait to like?
Well, I wanted to talk about this Satanist who murdered the vocalist of this black metal band, Surrender of Divinity, because he wasn't truly satanic. Not only that, he posted like real. What he did was he came over to his house, pretended he was a fan. They were talking about screen printing T-shirts, and the vocalist's wife went to put their baby to sleep, and when she returned, the Satanist was stabbing her husband multiple times and then ran out. Jeez. And then posted on Facebook boasting about it.
What did he say?
What?
He wrote, "I've intended to end my life since I was 25 because I'll die eventually. I want to drag down those who tarnish Satanism with me. But I refrain from killing women and children. Oh, so he has a code. In my view, I have more respect for devoted Buddhists, Christians, and Muslims than those who call themselves Satanists without knowing anything about it. Sure, he would be murdered by someone else later.
Jeez.
And then he killed himself?
No, he did not yet kill himself.
Where is he now?
On the run.
So he hasn't been caught?
Not yet.
So he could be in this room right now. We wouldn't know.
Monica?
Monica?
Do you have any info?
No, well, I'm completely enthralled by this story. And then you guys screamed my name.
There's a photo. There's a photo of him available. And he is not. So it's
Where
not.
Is he from? Where did this happen?
This happened in Taiwan or Japan. Hold on.
But why did he?
Oh, in Bangkok.
Say that again.
Bangkok.
You would.
These are Asian dudes killing each other?
Yeah.
No, he loves
Asian
this
crime.
Story.
No, oh,
speaking
wait,
of which, there was one of my favorite all-time comments on the show was something along the lines of, anytime Noah says something racist, I get a boner.
Yeah. Last show, somebody commented that.
As a guest, so they didn't want to reveal themselves, but whoever you are, guest, you gave us a good laugh.
I think you're just speaking for all of us.
Maybe it's the person who's on the phone right now.
No, that's... we have a new caller. 908, you're on the live cast.
Hello, lady.
Hello, 10 seconds. 908, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, what's up?
Oh, not much. I was just listening in.
What were you listening to?
This show.
Oh, that's us.
What do you think of the show?
Yeah, it's dope. No, I listen all the time, but I was just trying to catch the new episode.
Did you wake up from a nap just now?
Yeah, actually, I just woke up. I'm all staticky from Ambien still. I think I took too much sleep.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, it's Putnam. Do you realize this is 8 o'clock at night? When did
Yeah. Besides like an amphetamine addiction, I also work overnight, so like it's kind of like my morning, I guess. It's interesting.
He operates heavy machinery.
Yeah. What do you do for a living?
Oh, I'm one of those amazing, janitors.
Oh, yeah, somebody's got to do it.
A custodial engineer.
So I just listen to your awesome podcast while I scrub urinals, and it gets me by.
Aww. Good. That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said.
Would you like a free milk frother?
What was that?
Would you like a free milk frother?
Well, Rob's not done with it yet.
Autographed by Rob?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Are you a coffee kind of guy? Do you like making lattes, frothing milk?
Coffee's going to keep
you
up.
Yeah, I love it. I love anything that will get me shaky and somewhat wake me up. The taste is good, too.
You like the taste of coffee?
Of her vibrator?
No, coffee.
Sorry. I got lost there.
Hey, Rob, I got a question for you.
Hit me.
Have you ever heard Dark Throne's death metal album?
Which album was that?
It's actually really good. I can't remember the name of it now. It's not like their black metal stuff. Like, they put out, like, I just lost the name of it. And I don't have my computer.
I have it. Anyway.
Oh, Darren has it. Hold on. Let's
play it.
Darren
has it.
Oh, perfect.
Put your dick on, Peter.
Put your dick
on. Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, this is
Benrez was really, like, experimenting.
It's this one where they had the Indian singer that, like, wanted to kill himself or something, and he was saying goodbye to everyone. I think that was, like, the last track.
Here it is.
No, not Native American. I think he
The other kind of Indian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The not kind of Indian.
Oh, okay. I got that one.
Yeah, that one. Was it Soulside Journey? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah. Soulside Journey. There it is. That's a bad
I have to do it. Yeah.
You're talking over Danny.
Sorry.
I feel like no one knows that album, but it's really fucking awesome.
Is that what you do? You listen to some Dark Throne? You like some death metals?
No, I'm really into black metal, but like
what? Name drop some others.
like Zasper and Leviathan and Burzum, all that stuff.
Darren, do you like Burzum?
No.
Of course, Leviathan.
I like Chinese black metal.
I liked them before they started putting albums out. That's the problem.
When they did those EPs and the 7-inches, that's when you were about them.
And when they did that split record with Kalma, that really pissed me off.
He liked them that one week when they were figuring out what the band name was going to be. But then once that is all over.
After the fifth church that Varg burned, I thought that the band really sold out.
Yeah.
That's my feelings on Burzum.
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 I have those drops now if you want.
Ooh. Oh, right.
You
want
to still stay on the line with them?
Who are we talking to?
What's your name?
Should I trash it? Or are you guys busy?
Well, we're like overtime in the show now, so I don't think we're
What's your name?
Oh, my bad. Well, the band's name is Dutch Guts, so I figured Rob might like it.
What's your name? I'm
sorry. My name is Justin. I called last week, but I had a weird cold, and I sounded like a little fucking kid.
Well, you sound very mature now.
Yeah.
I highly doubt all that, but I figured I'd clarify that.
This is Dutch Guts.
This is Dutch Guts, everybody.
Jesus.
A little Dutch Guts with you here on...
Song?
Yes. It's called Nails on a Chalkboard.
So far, I thrash it.
This sounds like it's giving the nostalgia from when we took hearing tests in school.
This sounds like the Nirvana, like, end of set feedback jam.
Raise your right hand when you hear the tone in your right ear.
Oh, are you raising your hand?
There's a little Dutch Guts, everybody, here on the Sirius XM Liquid Metal.
Not related to Dutch ovens, but
Dutch ovens coming up in the next hour.
It's a full Dutch rock block.
It's a Dutch block, everybody. Noah, what's a Dutch band?
Metallica.
Yeah, it doesn't count. This guy's so American.
Not bad.
ABBA.
No. So Swedish.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear these drops.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is Noah.
It's just a whole big sausage.
I felt like it was edited. I don't know about that one.
You just speak edited.
There's Sid.
A speech impediment.
I hear the kids talking about it when I'm looming in the junior high school schoolyard.
This is Noah again.
I like the Hungarian salami.
It's true. It's true.
I didn't know Jake was Hungarian.
Is he Hungarian?
Hungarian.
He's Hungarian.
Yep.
That's his Twitter name.
At right. Hungarian.
This is me.
I love salami.
Oh, man.
Very, very meat themed.
Oh, man. I want a salami sandwich so bad.
I did eat some bujanita earlier.
There's another me here.
Yahol! Get your dick wet!
I don't even remember that one. Sid?
Make Noah strip.
Huh?
All right.
What's this one? This, I don't know who this is.
But what do you want in tits, and I'll tell you.
I didn't know tits was like a form of payment.
All right, that's it. That's all we got. Thank you, Chocolate Croissant 95, aka
croissant.
Josh. That was very
Josh
good.
From Wales. Thank you.
Is that the same guy?
Yeah.
That's
him.
Well, thank you. I never knew you were from the UK.
Chocolate croissant, all the way from the UK.
You sound like you're doing a show on Sirius right now.
I'm practicing. Fill in for Rob.
Noah, talk up the Dutch Guts.
No.
There's no, it's impossible.
Noah's going to be on air this week filling in for me while I'm in L.A. It's very exciting.
No, I'm going to cover like four of Rob's shifts.
Yeah, you're going to take a shift and then another shift and then you're going to take another shift.
I'm going to take four Rob-sized shifts.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Rob just shifted his microphone.
Things are always falling apart on you.
Yeah, I think it's time to go.
Yeah, really.
Rob's microphone just shifted itself.
It's been a great episode. We will not have an episode next week. We'll have a mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because I'm going to be not present.
That's right. It's all Rob's fault.
Yep.
I'm sorry. The following week, we'll be back.
At an earlier time to compensate for the Super Bowl.
Yes, and we might have a special guest.
What will be that time? Let's stop dicking around. What time?
What time? Just 4 to 6?
Oh, we didn't decide yet?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
When did the Super Bowl start?
Six. Last year was 3 o'clock, I think.
So, yeah, then
3 to 5
probably.
3 to 5.
Oof, it's going to be early.
We're going to have brunch while we do the live
stream. Yeah.
Bacon.
A brunch special. I don't like mimosas. I'm more of a Bloody Mary.
But they're bottomless.
How am I going to drink them if there's no bottom? They're just going to fall out of the cup.
Straight out the puss-puss.
How did a pussy get involved in this?
It's bottomless. The pussy's right out.
I thought the a bottom is a butt.
No. That's, you could have that. I claim the puss-puss of the mimosa.
What?
I don't understand. I need a nap.
You're waffling.
Well,
right
if
now.
A mimosa was a person, it would be a woman.
Why?
It's a feminine drink.
Who decides that?
Me, just now. If it's served at brunch, it's a feminine anything.
A Bloody Mary is a feminine drink?
It's got the word Mary right in it, and bloody.
Well, what if...
Wait, is Bloody Mary about, like, was it named after a woman's period?
Probably, I don't know.
Never thought of it that way.
Look at it. What do you think?
Is that what period blood looks like, Noah? Tell us. Teach us.
She
Monica?
Wishes.
Monica, do you have periods? You seem so pure that I don't know.
Yeah, just monthly.
Monthly?
Is that normal? Very exciting. Is that how it goes? Maybe you should see a doctor about it. It's supposed to be like every 3 weeks, every 20-something days, whatever.
28 days.
28 days.
That's 4 weeks, sweetie.
Well, I
just look
at my birth control pack. That's how I know.
It's my favorite rapper, birth control pack.
Shakur.
Did one of you guys, like, pass some gas? Or
no,
that
smells like a dog fart. Yeah, that's a dog
fart.
That's a Bruno fart.
It's bad.
It's not Bruno.
It's slowly creeping.
It's probably my dog.
The bedroom.
He's drinking water. So he did. Bruno did walk like under
crap dust.
Yeah, he like walked under the table and then like walked away.
Dog farts are the worst. I've never.
It keeps
smelled
lingering.
Like,
yeah, they're very dense.
Yeah, that's a good word. They're like heavy dense.
Yeah.
Woo.
Gas.
We should get out before I start puking.
Yeah.
All right. Do we have something to?
Yes, we do. We will be back in 2 weeks from today.
Oh, whoa. Let's party.
At a special time, which has not been determined. And we'll see you then. Super Bowl the week after. No, the week of Super Bowl. Sunday.
For the Super Live Cast.
Yeah!
There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all. I like to eat Asperger's. Bite in the sand. Drop the cookies melting in your hand. We'll be falling in love. The rhythm of a few. I don't like that Jew. Down in Kokomo. I just want the meat. I like balls.
I think so. Hello. Dark in the street. My mind will defy a little bit of gravity.
What? Of course. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Wait.
Everybody knows a little place like Kokomo. Now if you wanna go, get away from.
Lomond.
Pew, pew, pew!